Nantim Jananim Hari Grihit Vadadi Mantanam Nyasedat Pritim Avaham. Translation: while Mother Yasoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her, and in order to increase the transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was sleeping within the womb, and as soon as he got up, he became hungry and went to his mother, wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk of her breast. He stopped her from moving in the churning rod. Omagyara Atimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. A mother Yasoda is a brahmachari. That all right? No. A sari is made up of very fine fibers from the Atasi tree in Mathura Mandala or Gaur Mandala Bhumi, at least Braja Mandala Bhumi. And the Atasi tree is a servant of the servant of Mother Yasoda. So when the Atasi tree becomes mature, then Mother Yasoda gets her, you could say in one sense, maids who are involved in the spinning wheel, cotton, you know, department, like that. And they get the thin, fine fibers of the Atasi tree and they weave, like that, cotton into this beautiful saffron and yellow sari. So when the weaving is happening of the saffron yellow sari, the Atasi tree itself naturally gives that color. You don't have to put dye, you know. The fibers naturally give that color. You don't have to put dye. This is the spiritual nature Srila Prabhupada used to give an example, and he says that who can, you know, understand the markings on the form of a zebra? You know, zebra, animal? It is perfect. Huh? It has like black and white?
Yeah, stripes.
Stripes. Who has manufactured that? So this is the beautiful creation of the Lord in the material world. And this Atasi tree gives this beautiful fiber-like color that's weaved into a sari, saffron yellow sari. We wear saffron yellow, brahmacharis and sannyasis. So because she is like that, she is free from any indulgence in the material nature, and she is free from material desires. So therefore she wears saffron yellow sari. So when the saffron yellow sari is made, Mother Yashoda places it in the Almira cupboard where you place your clothing, saris like that. And first it's being touched by her maid servants to spin this cotton into a sari, thin fiber of the Atasi tree. And the devotion of her maid servants enters into that fiber. And at that time, the Atasi tree, the parent of the fiber, when it's being woven into a sari, that Atasi tree, it is windless outside. There's no wind, there's no air moving, but it moves in ecstasy. That, you know, I have given my whole form, part of my form, to adorn Mother Yashoda. And then that sari becomes, you could say, activated into active service, which is passive at that time when it's being made. It becomes activated into active service, and the maidservants place that sari in an almira, in a place where they keep clothes. And that sari is waiting patiently to serve Mother Yashoda. Ananda Chinmaya Ras Pratibha Vitabhis. Everything is fully conscious in the spiritual world. If you tell some non-devotee, you know, saris, they feel. And if I tell him that, if I tell a non-devotee, you know, the sari of Mother Yashoda, it feels. He look at me, and he'll say, you are God Bangla. God mad. But it feels. Feeling means it's fully conscious. There's no dead matter in the spiritual world. Nothing is dead. Everything is fully conscious, full of consciousness to serve Krishna. So the sari becomes the servant of the servant of the servant of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda picks up this particular sari on Deepavali day. And she wears the sari. And came from the form of the Atasi tree. And the Atasi tree, they wave, they dance in further ecstasy like this. And a part of me is being closer and closer to Krishna. So she adorns the saffron yellow sari. Special occasions, Deepavali. Then on this particular special occasion, which is mentioned here, Mother Yashoda is having a belt that is tied upon her full hips. Tied upon her full hips. In the material world, when you see the full hips of a woman with a slender waist, you can fall down. You can fall down. But when you notice Mother Yasoda's full hips with a slender waist, you will be elevated. You won't fall, you'll go up. It's like that. Your bodily material senses will not be agitated at all. Why? Because Mother Yasoda is the purity of innocence. Anyone who's purely innocent would no tinge of impurity will elevate you. This is Mother Yasoda. So this particular bell for this particular morning was also in that same Elmira for special occasions. And on that belt, there is little jingle bells. You know jingle bells? Little jingle bells. And with that belt, Mother Yasoda was moving, you know, naturally, gracefully. We should be a little conscious of our subtlety. Mother Yasoda was not moving her body. That's what they do in the material world. In the material world, the spirit soul is covered by a material body, both gross and subtle. So the person who's the soul, who's misidentifying with the body, is moving the body. That's material. But Mother Yasoda is not moving her body. Mother Yasoda and the body that she's wearing, not as a dress, is non-difference. It's same. It is same. So when you come to Krishna consciousness, when you see a woman walking, by realization you'll know that she is moving her body. You understand? Because you can identify that a body is moving. She is moving her body. You can identify like that by realization and Krishna consciousness. But here, Mother Yasoda is moving. Mother Yasoda is moving. Not her body. Mother Yasoda is Mother Yasoda. She doesn't wear a dress of a material body. So therefore, when somebody moves the material body to agitate the senses of others for sense gratification, a saintly person becomes disgusted. Becomes disgusted. But if that same person is moving the material body for the pleasure of Krishna, a saintly person becomes enlivened spiritually and doesn't get agitated. So therefore, Mother Yasoda, when she was moving her hips, now note, I am contradicting already. She was moving her hips. That is the way we have to explain in the English-speaking language or Hindi or Bhojpuri or French, you know. Because that is the language only you can understand. Because you only have experience of wearing the dress of a material body and moving it. It's very difficult to explain that Mother Yasoda is moving. But if you say Mother Yashoda is moving her hips, body, then, oh yeah, I get it. You may say like that, but it's not like that. It's just the way of communicating. It's just the way of communicating. So therefore, it's very crude. Translation can be not fully understood on the basis of, scholarship, on the basis of knowing good English. It cannot be. It can only be cracked by devotion through purity is the first. It can only be cracked through that. So when Mother Yashoda was pulling on the churning rope, pulling on the churning rope, she's moving, the hips is moving. The hips of Mother Yashoda and Mother Yashoda is not different. It's not that she's wearing another body like we do here. No. It's not different. Krishna's name and Krishna is not different. Krishna's form and Krishna is not different. Krishna's associates in the spiritual world are not different from the form that they wear. Whereas the spirit soul in the material world is different from the body. So when Mother Yashoda was moving, the jingle bells were also ringing. But not according to Mother Yashoda's movement. They were ringing because they were infused with her devotion and they started ringing on and up. Because she is laboring intensely to make yogurt butter, So when she is doing that, she pulled on the churning rope. The churning rope is around a bamboo that goes into the churning pot. It goes in the churning pot. That rope is there. She put the bamboo originally there. See? She put the bamboo originally there. And then she tied the rope around the bamboo from one end. The end, other end is onto a pillar and the other is on her hands. And she moves by pulling on the churning rope, laboring considerably for Krishna's pleasure. Like that. She moves. And when she moves anti-clockwise, clockwise. Anti-clockwise, clockwise. Like that. So the liquid in the pot is first liquid. Then it becomes a little thickened. Like milk transformed into yogurt, into butter, becomes a little thick. So the beginning stages when she is holding this rope and doing that, it makes a very beautiful sound, but you've got to have an acute sense of hearing. If you go to Vraj Mandala, even today, when I used to stay in Vrindavan, I go to the remote villages where there's no electricity. And they live in mud homes. And their fireplaces are made up of cow dung patties. Understand? And they make nice rot. It's a thick chapati, very tasty, like that. So when they churn like that, the elder gopis or ladies, when they churn like that, inside that pot, one sound comes in the beginning stages, and it makes swish, 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 swish. Then as she churns more, pulling on those ropes, the sound thickens, it thickens, like that. I have yet to see some expert mridanga players. I was singing today, an expert mridanga player can play very, very slowly. They couldn't do it, even you couldn't. When I was singing, right? You couldn't keep up. to them. An expert mandanga player can play very, very slowly. I haven't seen mandanga players like that, but I've seen in Bengal. Very, very slowly, where they can make the mandanga cry and laugh. So any mandanga player can make this. You play like that? You cannot do it with this mandanga because it's not made originally with mandanga materials. This is fiberglass. Yeah. Make swish, 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 swish. You can make that. And the same mandanga player, he can move further and make the sound thicken. So when Mother Yashoda is pulling on the churning ropes, that swish, swish goes to the thumb. Play now, that's easy. You know, duttum. And it goes faster than duttum, 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 duttum. Goes faster. You can't play? You can't play. They eat us and all. I know. Very hard, very difficult. So Mother Yashoda's jewel belt with this jingle bells. Ting, 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 ting. Got it? And churning into that pot with the rod, with the rope, with the bamboo rod. Dut-tum, dut-tum, ting, 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 dut-tum, dut-tum, ting. There's sounds, spiritual sounds. Amen. And then Prabhupada says, very beautiful. And Prabhupada translates that in the translation. Mother Yashoda is pulling on this churning rope, laboring considerably. Prabhupada doesn't say that she is moving, you know, kankana? Where? What's it? What's it? Where is kankana? Kankana. Bangles. Huh? You have, huh? Yeah. So, are you wearing bangles here today? No? Anybody wearing bangles? Sure, sure. Don't be afraid. You're a devotee. You want to agitate, don't worry. You have bangles. So lift your hand up. Where the bangles moving down, right? Isn't it? Yeah. So when you lift your hand up, the bangles move down. You understand? When you put your hand down, the bangles also move down. When you lift your hand up, lift it up. Bangles moving down, right? Now put your hand down where the bangles, they move down, right? See, they are inanimate, they are dead. It is dependent on the movement of the hand, and it always moves one direction. It always comes down. But this, you know, chalak kankano kundalecha. This kankano, these bangles, that Mother Yashoda wears, Prabhupada says in the translation directly, Prabhupada says, and bangles kundale. What's it? Earrings. Kankana kundale. And bangles and earrings moving and vibrating. So who is moving them? They are moving of their own accord. Completely conscious and completely spiritual. But they are only active in service if they are worn and adorned by Mother Yashoda. So they are servants of the servants of Krishna. Servant of Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda is a servant of Krishna. Like that. So these bangles, Prabhupada says, have bangles and earrings moving to and fro, moving and vibrating. Yes. So accompanied by the jingle bells of a belt, would have bangles and earrings, who are themselves fully conscious separately only when they are worn by Mother Yasoda. When they are placed in a cupboard, they are in a neutral state. When they are worn by Mother Yasoda, they are in an active state. Okay. So they make one sound. This sound. Like that. So the bangles make this sound. They make the sound. The earrings make the sound. The jingle bells make the sound. And in text 1 and 2, which I didn't read, Mother Yasoda is naturally poeticizing Krishna's pastimes. She's naturally singing Krishna's pastimes. That is called kirtan, singing Krishna's pastimes. And she's, what's his name? She's churning, right, with the ropes, like that, with the rod, yoga, butter, she's churning. And it's making a sound. Dut-tum, dut-tum, dut-tum. And the earrings and the bangles, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So, and she has no audience. She has no audience. So therefore, Mother Yasoda is a one-woman Sankirtan band. The original sound, transcendental sound of the kartals comes from this Kankano, Kundalecha. The bangles and the earrings and the bells on the belt. This is the original sound of kartals. And the original sound of the madanga is churning. Churning. Tuk-tum, 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 tuk-tum. All for Krishna's pleasure. So when this happens, I read the next verse. While Mother Yasoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her, and in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. This is text number 4. Very deep, very interesting. What happens here now? When we chant the holy names of the Lord accompanied by kartals and mridanga, that's all. Harmonium is a later instrument that was introduced in another way. But these are the main instruments, kartals and mridanga. And when you chant the pastimes of the Lord or the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, you do not have to go to Krishna. Mother Yasoda was doing that, right? Krishna is coming to her from the other room. He's coming. So Krishna comes to her by hearing the Sankirtan of his pastimes and by hearing the activities to make it nice milk sweets. Like that. Now, when Mother Yasoda was churning with the ropes like that, she is touching the rope more, but she only touched the bamboo rod once, just to place it in. But she touched the ropes more. She touched the ropes. So when that happens, the ropes are closer to Mother Yasoda, whereas the bamboo rod is closer to the milk product, which is going to be enjoyed by Krishna. See? Milk product can be enjoyed by Krishna. So the rope is fully conscious in that sense. It's feeling, I'm so close to Mother Yasoda. I'm so close to Mother Yasoda. So when will I become close to Krishna after being touched by the devotion of Bhakti Sarva? I wrote feeling like this. So now at the same time, Mother Yasoda's, you could say, transcendental form is separately enlivened. So the milk from her breast, fully conscious, separately enlivened. The milk from her breast is like, you sort of in one sense wetting a cloth, saffron yellow, sari. Why? Because the milk from her breast is feeling, oh, Mother Yasoda is preparing this milk. Mother Yasoda is preparing this milk in the pot for Krishna. And therefore, I won't be able to be enjoyed by Krishna from the breast. See? That means I am not so fortunate, I am not so advanced as the milk in this pot. Feeling like that. See? So while Mother Yasoda was churning that milk into butter, butter is better than just milk from the breast. Yes, you are better than me. So therefore, I am so unfortunate, I cannot serve Krishna. See? And the butter in the pot is feeling, yes, I am better, I'm proud. Proud. Transcendental pride is there. Yes. Mother Yasoda is preparing me to be enjoyed by Krishna. Preparing me to be enjoyed by Krishna. So then Krishna, he comes from the room hearing the Sankirtan of Mother Yasoda. But he is coming because he's feeling, yes, the milk of Mother Yasoda's breast is feeling completely unqualified. Right? Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada says, and the Rigveda verse says, Krishna wants to come and drink the breast milk of Mother Yasoda because that milk is feeling unqualified. See the lesson here? If you're Krishna, if you're qualified, you don't need me. If you're unqualified, you need me. So therefore it says, when Mother Yasoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her. And in order to increase a transcendental pleasure, like that. Now, what did Krishna do? Desiring to drink the milk of the breast, knowing the consciousness of the breast milk, and knowing the consciousness of the butter in the pot. So Krishna comes. What he does? The rogue was also feeling, I am close to Mother Yasoda, but Krishna did not hold the rope. He held a churning rod. And that churning rod is of a special kind, that is a special bamboo, that has a sense of flavor in it itself. It has a beautiful fragrance and it's grown on the banks of the river Jamuna. See? So the parents of this rod who are there on the banks of the river Jamuna, as soon as Krishna caught this bamboo rod, they went to shivering into ecstasy. Oh, at least our child is directly caught by Krishna. And when Krishna caught the churning rod, he caught it very, very firmly because the rod is moving clockwise, anti-clockwise in terms of moving the rope that Mother Yasoda is pulling. He has to catch it very firmly from stop it from churning. Like that. And what happens to the butter in the pot? He's feeling, oh, Krishna is stopping me from being completely prepared for him. He's stopping that rod. And the rope is just above, right? The rope is just above. And the rope is saying,
I'll be next. Krishna will touch me.
Now note, all this paraphernalia is first touched by Mother Yashoda. And the pot is feeling, hey, Krishna, I'm also here. But you're only holding the rod. Not touching the pot, not touching the butter, and not touching the robe. And they all feeling, I am so near, yet I am so far. Because Krishna's smile, Krishna's touch, just darshan of Krishna puts everyone, even the paraphernalia, into ecstasy. But Krishna is not touching them. I'm so near, yet I'm so far. Nothing is happening. You're feeling, oh, we are useless. Krishna has come so near us, not touching us. Only touching that rod. Then the breast milk in Mother Yashoda's transcendental form is an ecstasy. So what happens? After Krishna stops her from churning, she stops. Oh, you're here, yeah, okay, I'll stop churning. What he does next? He pulls on the sari. The sari. The sari is worn by Krishna, and worn by Mother Yashoda. But when it's pulled by Krishna, it can only be pulled by Krishna if Mother Yashoda wears that sari. Servant of the servant of the servant. And the sari becomes a little bit loosened. Becomes a little bit loosened when Krishna pulls. And Mother Yashoda says, okay, don't pull my sari. So she picks him up and she breastfeeds him. And she breastfeeds him. In the meantime, next verse, something happens. Text number 5. Tam ankam arudam apayayatsthanam sneha smatam sasmitam ikshati mukam akriptam usrijya javane sayaya Utsikyamane payasti tvadrisrite. Translation of Prabhupada Prabhupada. Mother Yashoda then embraced Krishna, allowed him to sit down on her lap, and began to look upon the face of the Lord with great love and affection. Because of her intense affection, milk was overflowing from her breast. But when she saw that the milk pan on the oven was boiling over, she immediately left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. Although the child was not yet fully satisfied with drinking the milk of his mother's breast. Everything in the household affairs of Mother Yashoda was meant for Krishna. Although Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, when she saw that the milk pan in the kitchen was overflowing, she had to take care of it immediately, and thus she left her son, who then became very angry, not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk of her breast. Sometimes one must take care of more than one item of important business for the same purpose. Therefore, Mother Yashoda was not unjust when she left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. On the platform of love and affection, it is the duty of the devotee to do one thing first and other things later. The proper intuition by which to do this is given by Krishna. Desham satata yuktanam vajatam pritipurvakam adami buddhi yogam tam Yenama upayantite Bhagavad Gita 10:10. In Krishna consciousness, everything is dynamic. Krishna guides the devotee in what to do first and what to do next on the platform of absolute truth. Now, Prabhupada Prabhupada says very beautifully in one lecture in Mayapur in 1974 that Krishna, he disrupted the process of service of Mother Yasoda to Krishna. In other words, Krishna is being breastfed by Mother Yasoda, but when she saw the milk that is in the pan overflowing on the over the fire, then she left Krishna aside, and not gently. She just thrust him aside because that was an emergency she's running to. So, what Prabhupada says that Krishna, he disrupted the process of service of Mother Yasoda to Krishna. Mother Yasoda was churning, right, butter for Krishna's pleasure. Mother Yasoda is trying to make some milk sweets out of milk by putting the milk into the pan and that is boiling underneath from the fire. Right? That's for Krishna's service, like that. So Prabhupada said, even Krishna is afraid of Mother Yasoda. Why? Because Mother Yasoda was trying to bind Krishna later on, that will come. Because he disrupted the process of service of Yasoda to Krishna. This is the first disruption. He came there and he disrupted the churning. And then he wanted to be breastfed and he disrupted them from ignoring or neglecting the milk on the pan that is boiling over the fire. So Prabhupada says like that. But there's other things in that sense. Now, when Mother Yasoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and the milk in the pot, pan, that is being boiled by the fire, that milk was feeling, what is the use? Krishna is going to be filled with Mother Yasoda's breast milk. What is the use? Better I commit suicide. So it overflowed into the fire. Suicide. That same milk was observing, I'm committing suicide because I won't be able to serve Krishna. He's going to be filled with Mother Yasoda's breast milk. At that time, Mother Yasoda noticed that and she thrust Krishna aside, making him angry. So anger personified takes part in the leela of the Lord, making the Lord angry, anger personified. It's positive anger, it's not negative. Like that. So Mother Yasoda, she walks towards that milk that is overflowing into the fire. And the milk is saying, what did I do? I was so proud that I wanted to serve Krishna, and I couldn't serve Krishna, now I'm committing suicide. Now a worse thing has happened. Because of my committing suicide into the fire, my Ishtadev Krishna is thrown aside. He's being ill-treated by his mother because of my selfish desire to serve Krishna. So the milk decided not to overflow. Mansura comes and says, what's going on here? I thought you were overflowing. And the milk doesn't speak. But the milk thought, I'm not going to overflow. You go back to Krishna. You go back to Krishna. You shouldn't have thrown it like that. You go back to Krishna. I'm patient. And he enjoy me. I'm impatient. You go back to Krishna. So Mother Yasoda thought like that. But in that time, the desire of the pot, the desire of the butter, and the desire of the robe is not fulfilled. Isn't it? We are so near but yet so far. So what does Krishna do? By anger personified, serving the Lord, Krishna says, you wanted me to touch you, right? I will touch you in another way. He caught hold of that pot. But, it's like it's like in a rough way, you know? In a rough way. And the pot went into ecstasy and broke. The pot went to ecstasy and break. When you are touched by Krishna, you become like lame. You know lame? You become lame, you become like weakened completely. Krishna, you can do anything you want with me because you are Krishna. You become like completely surrendered, lame, wicked. So the pot broke. It's not that Krishna broke the pot broke by being touched by Krishna in that way of rough handling. And that butter became ecstatic. That same butter. So Krishna started taking that butter. But he still didn't touch the rope. Still didn't touch that rope. When will he touch that rope? You know it? There's it right there. And the rope is feeling, oh, you butter. You know, you're being touched by Krishna. The pot, you know, you practically gave up your life for Krishna's pleasure and you broke yourself. Wonderful. But me? Nothing. Nothing. So the pastime unfolds. Pastime unfolds when Krishna is caught by Mother Yashoda. And where's the nearest rope? Right there. She takes that rope and she binds it. And this rope, you know, it's like in a sense, it's the last paraphernalia that was waiting, oh Krishna, you went there. And at the same time, the rope is the longest with him. And then, see? So Mother Yashoda is making the rope embrace Krishna, tying him. Embrace Krishna. But the rope is always 2 inches too short. Why? Because the rope is feeling, I am embracing Krishna. What about my friends and relatives? What about my friends and relatives? So Mother Yashoda got more and more rope. Now Krishna is unlimited. He's, you cannot tie him. He's unlimited. You cannot tie him like that. So in his unlimited consciousness, he doesn't allow himself to be tied to fulfill the desire of this rope that was churning. Butterfly now is tied, embracing him. So all the other ropes came from the house. Mother Yashoda comes in, still 2 inches too short. And then the elder gopi friends came to Mother Yashoda and they said, what happened? You tried to tie him? You can't tie him? You know? Just this morning, it was Deepavali, when you dressed him up and so forth, you tied a talisman string, colored string they get? Green, red, you know, threads and so forth, yellow is together. You tie that string around Krishna in the morning and everything was okay. How is it you tied something in the morning and then you put a jewel belt around him and that fitted? But now, 2 inches too short, you cannot tie him on some rope like that. Why? Because the relatives of this rope, even distant relatives in that other home. So Mother Yashoda said, yeah, it's 2 inches too short. So one elderly gopi went to home, brought rope. Everyone brought rope. Still 2 inches too short. The unlimited cannot be bound. So eventually Krishna saw the beads of perspiration. You know the beads of perspiration. When Mother Yashoda perspires, no such fragrance, no such attractive fragrance is there in the material world. Perspiration of his material body in the material world is abominable. Therefore, you have to put perfume. Brahmachari and sannyasis don't understand. Like that. It's abominable. But when Mother Yasoda perspires, the aroma of his perspiration creates an atmosphere of what is called Kevala Bhakti. It affects the consciousness of others that Mother Yasoda is laboring so intensely to love Krishna by trying to bind him. And these beads of perspiration, when they move and adorn Mother Yasoda, and they go all the way in a form and they come to her feet, they transform into Chintamani jewels. Imagine the personality, jewels come out of a form, in the form of a perspiration. Nice person to be with that. So you won't go after Mother Yasoda, you'll go after the jewels. So therefore, in Vraj Mandala, this Chintamani is gems and jewels, nobody cares for it. Nobody cares for it. In fact, the gopis, I think I mentioned before, they use the Chintamani jewels as a doorstopper. Would you use a diamond for doorstopper here? This is how insignificant it is, tucha, insignificant. What's significant for them is serving and loving Krishna. See? Serving and loving Krishna. He is the crest jewel of everything. Crest jewel of everything. So then, when this happens, Mother Yasoda is laboring so intensely to bind Krishna. Krishna sees that effort. Krishna sees that endeavor. Oh, she wants to bind me out of love for me because I am naughty and I know I am naughty. I am the origin of naughtiness. Nobody can be more naughty than me. When he sees that laboring of her, I'm going to tie you up. She's determined. Like that. So when Krishna sees that determination to bind him with love, that he should be a good boy, in that sense, for Mother Yasoda's relationship, then Krishna allows himself to be controlled by his devotee. Allows himself to be controlled by his devotee. So this is another meaning of the 2 inches too short. The meaning is that our efforts to bind Krishna with our loving spirit, which is called devotional service, when Krishna sees that we have that intensity to bind him with our love and devotional service, then the second part, the other 1 inch, 1 inch is that, our efforts to bind Krishna with love. The other inch, Krishna allows himself to be bound and controlled by his devotee. That means Krishna gives his mercy. So therefore this 2 inches too short is also there. Alright, so that's the main lesson. We should serve Krishna, serve Krishna's devotees, and serve the mission of Krishna consciousness to come bring people into devotional service. And when we put so much efforts into that, then Krishna can be controlled by our devotional service. What? Should I stop or hang on?
To continue. To continue. To continue.
Continue. when Mother Yashoda was running after Krishna, running after Krishna, we just read before in the forthcoming verses, what is the name of the flowers? What type of name of the flower that's in her hand? Malati. Flowers. Now, Krishna being, you could say, in one sense, smaller in form at that time than Mother Yashoda, he could run more swiftly than her. So when Mother Yashoda was running after him, she could not really catch him. So these Malati flowers on her hair, they were feeling, hey, look, that's Krishna. And we are above him, and we are on Mother Yashoda's head. And we are worn and adorned by Mother Yashoda. So they decided to slow down Mother Yashoda so that Krishna would not be caught. So what they decided to do, in order to slow her down, they started falling, falling. So, you know, if you're wearing, it's only natural, it's like Nara Leela. You know, if you're wearing something on your head, you know, like a, what do you wear? Say like some band or, what you wear? To put the, keep the head, together? Some bracelet, what?
Hairpiece.
Yeah, if you wear a hairpiece and you're running after somebody, okay, and the hairpiece falls in front of you, you go down to pick it up and put it back, right? That slows you down. That slows you down. So they decided, you know, we want to also slow Mother Yashoda down, but at the same time, Krishna has not touched us. We know he has touched the bamboo rod, you know. Why? Because we are high up there. You know, at least the bamboo rod was down. The butter was down. The kid, they were down. You know, they were like, Dandavats, down. You know, down. But we are too high for Krishna, so we are high. So Krishna, if you're too high, Krishna will not come to you. Krishna will not touch you. You're too high. So they decided to slow her down, at the same time, go down below Krishna. So when the Malati flowers were falling like that on their own accord, Mother Yashoda felt, well, if I pick them up and put them back, Krishna will run away further. So I'm neglecting them. So they fall down. So what Krishna does? He takes her in a circle and he knows the Malati flowers are now down. Humble. They are humble. Not proud being up, humble down. So what he does? He looks at them and then he tramples them. He takes his lotus feet and he presses them. While running, very exactly, while running, and they become in ecstasy. And when he runs again around, making a run in circles, they sort of blossom again. Krishna Vyaya tramples again, completely conscious. And Mother Yashoda felt, this boy, he's not even scared of me. He's running as if scared, but he's not scared of me. And then he's looking at the flowers, and the flower boy, you are climbing that, moving it like that. Krishna is enjoying it like anything that Mother Yashoda is chasing him. He's enjoying it like anything. Such ecstasy is there. She said, I'll fix this boy. Right there. She picks up that stick. You know, stick? Yes. He was not afraid of Mother Yashoda, but as soon as you pick up that stick, you know, a consciousness of being, a consciousness to chastise Krishna, you know, a consciousness. You know, you become a don, or you become overwhelmed or influenced by the chastising mode. You know, sometimes when mothers chastise children, they don't stop. And the child is thinking, when will she stop? The mother is just going on and on, you know, from morning to evening, and then when my father is coming, he's getting chastised in the process for nothing. You know, it's like being influenced by chastising. You understand? So influence of chastising overcame Mother Yasoda as soon as she picked up the stick. And that consciousness of chastisement entered the stick. Entered the stick. And when Krishna saw that stick, he became overwhelmed with fear. Like that. And fear personified is feeling very wonderful. Oh, I'm taking association of Krishna. Fear personified. He became fearful looking at the stick. You know, sometimes if you go on the road and it's a little late in the evening and you're the only one walking on the road, and suddenly one man jumps out of the bush. You feel fearful, right? But, you know, okay, he may not do anything, but as soon as he takes out the knife, then you're finished, you know, and fear. Without a knife is harmless. With a knife or something. Similarly, Mother Yasoda, as soon as she picked up the stick, like that. So Prabhupada says, Yamaraj is fearful of Krishna. Yamaraj. Everyone fears Yamaraj in the material world, the superintendent there. But this Yamaraj is fearful of Krishna. But Krishna is not fearful of Mother Yasoda. But Krishna is fearful of Mother Yasoda's stick. Mother Yasoda's stick. As soon as Mother Yasoda saw that Krishna is full of fear, he's full of fear, and she had the stick, like that. And then, in a chastising mood, holding that stick. No, the stick was neutral in its consciousness on the ground. Now the stick is alive by giving Krishna fear and by experiencing the chastising consciousness of Mother Yasoda. The stick is becoming confused. Yeah? I want to touch Krishna, but I do not want to beat him. There's a stick. I can touch Krishna, but I can't beat him. I can't beat him. No, I cannot beat Krishna. But Mother Yasoda is using me to beat him. See? So what has to happen? Two things have to happen. Fear has to leave Krishna and go somewhere else. Fear has to leave Krishna and go somewhere else. Then the stick will not have the consciousness to be Krishna. Everything is so wonderfully personified. So that fear that's overtaken Krishna is feeling, no, I cannot make Krishna afraid. I have to go somewhere else. At that time, when fear personified has that desire, you know what Mother Yasoda told Krishna? Krishna, you are just like your friends. And Krishna, who's my friends? Your friends are all the monkeys. You are just like them, you are just like them, restless all the time. Like that. That fear personified, which overwhelmed Krishna, influenced Krishna to say something to Mother Yasoda, to transfer that fear. Because fear is there, but it must go somewhere else. Like that. So then, Krishna says, oh, now you're calling me an animal.
right? Krishna says, oh, now you're making me a monkey. Okay. I'm a monkey. So I'm leaving home and I'm going to live with my monkey friends like a monkey in the forest. I am going. What did Krishna do by saying that? Where is the fear gone now? Where is the fear gone? The fear has been transferred to Mother Yashoda. Mother is, oh, this boy is going to leave, run away from home. Two things I have to do. And Krishna is seeing that stick, and the stick is feeling an ecstasy that I will not beat Krishna because Mother Yashoda is now feeling fearful. There's no more than chastising more. So the stick became happy that I will not hit Krishna, I will not beat him, but at least he must touch me. So Mother Yashoda immediately seeing that Krishna is intent and determined to run away home because he's now like an animal, like a monkey, she called him. The fear personified transferred into Mother Yashoda. She became completely fearful and she threw away the stick. At the same time she was feeling, what if this boy really means it, that he's going to run away from home? So better I tie him up. That stick has been placed aside. Feeling separation from not being touched by Krishna. And then Prabhupada talks about this in the Nectar of Devotion. That one friend of Krishna addressed him. When Krishna left and went to Mathura, my dear lotus-eyed one, when you were living in Gokula, you were always bearing a stick in your hand. That stick is now lying idle in the house of Mother Yashoda. And whenever she sees it, she becomes motionless just like that stick. This is a sign of being stunned in separation from Krishna. So what happened? Because that stick was touched by Mother Yashoda and it's lying there. But Krishna grew up a little bit more. He took the same stick and he tucked it in his cloth belt when he went out to hurt the cows. The stick was his constant attendant on the field. That same stick. Now he has left and gone to Mathura. That stick is lying there again. When Mother Yashoda sees that stick, she remembers, oh, my son is no more with me, but how I chastised him for no reason. The stick is reminding her of that. And the stick itself is motionless. So Mother Yashoda sees that the stick is motionless. She also becomes motionless like that stick in not performing any activity in separation from Krishna. Like that. So this is given in the Nectar of Devotion. Everything is so wonderful in the spiritual world. So one time I was in Hong Kong temple, like that, just to conclude. And I was explaining like this about the stick and the rope and so forth like that. So in the Hong Kong temple, I think it's on the 6th or 7th floor of a building in Kowloon side. They have beautiful golden IDs. And every lunchtime Rajbhog offering, like that, every lunchtime Rajbhog offering, they keep 3 sets of chopsticks. You know what's a chopstick? Like we eat rice with our hand, but they have 2 sticks and they eat rice. You know, long sticks. So that's the Chinese cuisine way of doing things and eating. So they'll keep 2 chopsticks for Lord Chaitanya, 2 chopsticks for Lord Nityananda,
and two stop sticks for Srila Prabhupada. So I was saying this pastime about stick, you know, before that. So a few days later, I came up, I went out, you know, some devotees came back. And I came back after the Rajbhog offering is offered, arati was going on, and then they're washing the plates and so forth. So everyone's queuing out there. I said, but there's the Mahaprasad. No, 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 stick. What stick? No, stick. What stick? No, chopstick. So they take the pear of even up to today, they take the pear of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Prabhupada, these devotees from China. They'll take those sticks and they'll take it to their homes and they'll put it on their altar and do arati and worship those sticks. Because it was touched during bhoga, in eating bhoga, by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And they'll fight for that. They won't take the Mahaprasad, they'll take fight for the sticks. Like
that. So they change it every...
Every day.
Every
day. Different. Because it's made of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every paraphernalia of the Lord is so much saturated with such powerful spiritual potency that one will immediately forget the dull paleness of materialism. Immediately forget. So I'll give one more example of such paraphernalia. There's a devotee named Brahmananda Prabhu, one of the first devotees to be mentioned by Prabhupada in August, September of 1966. Brahmananda Prabhu, he lives in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada said, I'm giving initiation, get beads. They don't know anything about beads. Get beads. He took out his beads. He said, get beads like this. So Brahmananda Prabhu, that time his name was Bruce Kaff, Bhakta Bruce. So he thought, I'll come get make some beads made. So he went to some lumber. Lumber means where they sell timber. Right? Timber. So the offcuts of the timber, after they use it up, they throw away. You know, like that. So he went to the timber yard where the person sells timber, ordinary timber, wood. He said, can I have some timber? He said, yes, this is lying in the dump. I don't use that. You want to take that? Okay. So Brahmananda went where they dump the timber they don't use anymore, bits and pieces. He took that and he made beads. And he made beads. And he strung them with nylon. Initiation beads. So they gave that to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada chanted on those beads and gave it to him. And your name is Brahmananda Das. If you go today to Brahmananda Prabhu and you tell him, look, I'll give you $1 million plus I'll get the biggest and best tulsi beads from the marketplace in Loy Bazaar in Vrindavan. I'll take those beads and I'll personally put them in Prabhupada's samadhi in his hand. Right? And I'll give it to you. Plus $1 million, you give me those beads at Prabhupada Chandra. You think you'll exchange?
Never.
Yeah. These are not even tulsi beads. They're just like discarded timber. You know, wood that he made. But why is it so more potent and more powerful than tulsi beads? Why? Because it cuts by a chanted on by a pure devotee of Srila Prabhupada. Yes. So everything that we see of the Lord, anything, is infused with such powerful spiritual potency that one can make rapid advancement, like Maha Gardens. You know? Mahaprasad. We should not even waste one grain. We should be careful. It has such immense spiritual potency. So similarly, what to speak of all this paraphernalia
And all these associates of the Lord were fully spiritual, nothing mundane. Ananda Chinmaya Ras, full of consciousness of Krishna and service to Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Anati Krishna Gopi ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Golokananda ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki jai, Shri Yasoda Nandan ki jai, Atai Gopi Prema Nandini. Thank you very much.